William Calley Jr. A presidential aide told a news briefing in San Clemente that Mr. Nixon felt it important to add a non-legal, non-technical review to the normal military review process. The aide said the president made the decision last night because of the widespread public interest in the case. An estimated 1,100 students staged a sit-in at Richfield, Minnesota High School yesterday, demanding an open hearing for a teacher who was fired. The sit-in, the second at the school, lasted about 2.5 hours. Some 25 parents supported the students by sitting in the conference room. Superintendent Carlton Lytle said he would recommend to the school board that an open hearing be held, but he didn't guarantee that one would be held. Two youths from Zimmerman and Stewartville, Minnesota, died in separate accidents last night. Authorities said 17-year-old Robert Valerius of rural Zimmerman died when his car went off a Sherburn County road about 1.5 miles west of Zimmerman and hit a tree. The accident occurred about 10 p.m. 16-year-old Gary Bartlemy of Stewartville died about 5 p.m. when the car in which he was riding veered off Minnesota 56, 3 miles south of West Concord, and rolled over. A sixth man has died as a result of deadly fumes released at a Berwick, Maine tannery. 18-year-old James Royce of Farmington, New Hampshire, died this morning. The accident occurred when faulty directions were given the driver of a chemical tanker truck. Jazz trumpeter Louis Satchmo Armstrong is reported significantly improved today. Armstrong was hospitalized March 15th with heart trouble and suffered a setback earlier this week. Mostly fair for the weather on into tonight, fair to partly cloudy tomorrow. 30s today, and about that for tomorrow. 58 is the humidity, fair at present, the KQ reading 31 degrees. KQ News, I'm Don Duchesne.
Back on the road.